Howdy, everyone. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to work on goals today. To be a success in life, you have to have goals. You have to work on goals. Yes, there are times you will fail, but keep working on those goals, ladies and gentlemen. They will make life much easier for you. So, I've been writing some articles on the Department of Justice. I write on all kinds of serious matters. Matters that, while I have a conservative-leaning way about me, they are topics that should concern everyone, no matter what their political leanings are. And ladies and gentlemen, what I'm seeing at the Department of Justice is just... it's bad. I highlighted five cases in one article in which the Department of Justice declined to prosecute law enforcement and other people connected to the Department of Justice. One was an attorney. All of them broke laws. But hey, let's not prosecute them. One of them could literally have broken national security. He was going to prostitutes, and that's blackmail right there. He could have been blackmailed because the person, it seems from the way that the investigative summary was written, was ran by a foreign national. This isn't a good thing. You've got people sharing confidential data from their work computers. One, it doesn't say if they shared the information to people who weren't part of the media or other groups. But this is disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. You've got somebody who was an FBI special agent in charge, who appointed his spouse, well, okay, I don't know if it's male or female, the way they worded it, there's no gender that's listed, but this person put their spouse onto a committee and then had another person that worked for them make sure that this committee got cash awards. They're enriching themselves on your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Another one, or the last one, was an assistant special agent in charge for the DEA who was having sexual relations with another member of the DEA, which is against DEA policy, unlike, it seems, the FBI. And this person obstructed the investigation, which is a crime in and of itself. And these people got to retire or resign. How are we to trust the Department of Justice if they won't even prosecute people who take information and give it to others, find a way to get financial gain, possibly put themselves in a position to be blackmailed that could affect national security? The next article that I wrote was dealing with the Department of Justice Inspector General and his testimony before Congress about the Bureau of Prisons. There is a jail that just recently, they've convicted three of the people so far. The others have to have their day in court, including the chaplain. Seven people were arrested at the jail that were part of the staff, and they were committing crimes. What are we supposed to think about this, ladies and gentlemen? Seriously, what do you think about this? This is not what we're supposed to have when it comes to our Department of Justice. Our Department of Justice is supposed to be fair and a protector of our rights. But they're not doing that. No. Instead, they are too busy protecting themselves and committing crimes. Now, is this widespread? Well, I mean, if they're allowing this to happen, even if it's not widespread, it's making the others consider the fact that possibly it could start spreading. The Bureau of Prisons, if you read the testimony from the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Prisons is corrupt. The buildings are falling down. The staff are committing crimes left and right. I mean, seriously, how are we supposed to live feeling safe when you have a Department of Justice that themselves are proving to not be able to handle justice? I really, really don't know what we have to do to wake up both Congress and the executive department. I mean, you know, the court systems are having to be scratching their heads, the ones that actually understand what's going on, because I'm sorry, I don't really think that they're all the judges actually understand what's going on. You've seen the rulings. I've seen the rulings. It's sad. But we're having to rely on this to protect us. There is no way that this makes sense. But this is what our taxpayers are paying for, our tax dollars are paying for. We're the taxpayers, and we're having to pay our taxes, or we go to jail. And the people that are deciding whether we go to jail or to be even prosecuted to go to jail are committing crimes themselves. And if you go to jail, I mean, seriously, listen to some of the criminals that have come out of jail and hear what they have to say about being in jail. People that had no gang affiliations, that had no criminal organization affiliations whatsoever, talk about how, while they're in jail, to feel safe, they have to join up with other criminals. And these are not good criminals. These aren't folks that, I mean, they're criminals. But you're talking about these folks who may have committed crimes, but they may not necessarily be the violent sort. They may not necessarily be the sort that can't be rehabilitated. But instead, these people are having to go in there and decide, if I'm going to stay alive, if I'm going to stay safe, I'm going to have to join with violent felons. Even if they are felons themselves, yes. But they're being put into positions where they're having to become violent if they weren't violent before. This is not a good situation, ladies and gentlemen. It by no means is it a good situation. And our tax dollars are paying for this. That's the even worst part, the even worst part of all of this. Our tax dollars are paying for this situation. And yes, there's some oversight, but that oversight doesn't get anything changed. Some days I get frustrated, but here's the thing. Only you and I can make those changes. Only you and I can decide that we're fed up and that we're going to make changes. It starts with the voting booth. We've got to get people in office that are going to make the changes that are necessary. We need to get a president in office, and I am not supporting anybody. I am saying this is what we have to do. We need to get a president in office that is going to appoint people to secretary level positions that are going to make a difference, that are going to make our tax dollars actually pay for something that we can be proud of. Right now, we don't have any of that. We really don't. We don't have any of that. This current administration is spending too much time pandering to special interest groups than to making valid decisions. It is not a good thing that people are having to go through this. And I'm not talking about the criminals. I mean, some of those criminals are seriously going into the jail system for things that, while yes, they know they committed a crime, they're not wanting to come away worse than what they went in as, but they are. There are people that have been proven to have been innocent of the crimes they have been convicted of, because we have had a justice system for way too long that has not been about justice. It's been about getting convictions to make prosecutors look good so they can move up to the next level. And so the people that are going in there that are innocent, that get proven innocent, are having to go through this. They're having to join these groups that are making them violent, that's making them not think that they're going to have any chance, even if they leave the prisons. They're not thinking that they're going to be able to be rehabilitated in any way, shape, or form. And even if they don't need to be rehabilitated, they're becoming something that can't be rehabilitated. It's our tax dollars. And they're being wasted. I don't know the numbers of the innocent people that are convicted in this country, but it's too high. I don't know the numbers of people that go to jail that could possibly be rehabilitated, truly rehabilitated, that are not given that chance because they have to fight for their survival. I actually listened to an interview with a guy that went in there thinking, hey, he was told, while you're in prison, you'll be able to have a chance to get your high school diploma. You'll be able to get some training that you can apply outside. And he was told when he got in there by other prisoners, don't listen to them. You've got to do these things, and some of the things that he was told basically was that he was going to have to become part of a prison gang. He had such high hopes that he could turn his life around, but instead the reality was that there was no way for him to turn his life around. That he was going to have to struggle and be par- and commit crimes inside of the prison just to be able to survive each day. This is unacceptable. I'm going to keep, along with so many other topics, I'm going to keep on this. I'm going to keep on every issue I can. I'm going to try to fight for the tough issues. I'm going to try to educate you. I'm going to try to help educate others in the issues that affect us, because every time that we pay taxes to the federal, state, or local level, and those tax dollars are wasted or used for corruption or any number of things, we need to know about it. Seriously, we need to know about it. And I'm going to work to make sure that happens. Am I going to be able to that often? No. Not until I'm able to create more. I need your help on that, ladies and gentlemen. Support me. Read my articles. Listen to my podcast. I'm going to try to do more. I would eventually like to bring in other people to be able to get them to help me uncover all that is happening in the government, no matter who is president. Because even when we have good presidents in office, if they make a mistake in who they choose, and it doesn't mean that they're a bad president just because they choose the wrong person, it just means that it's a big job and you've got a lot of people that you've got to bring in. It's our job. Not just me as somebody starting back out as a journalist. It's your job as well to know the issues and to demand real solutions. Real solutions. Not some political hack solution, but real solutions. And to be honest with you, a lot of times it needs to be that the government needs to get out of the way of certain individuals. Not the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice we need to get right in the middle of, and we need to have people that are in the Department of Justice that are willing and will convict criminals. We don't have that right now because they're not convicting their own. They're too busy playing political games. Well, the answer is that we stand up. I'm not saying be violent. I'm not saying that I'm not saying that we're at a revolution status. I'm not saying we're at a civil war status. I'm not saying anything about violence. I don't want to see violence. I don't want my son to see violence. What I am saying is that you and I need to become better educated on what is happening and fixing the problems. We're the only ones that can fix the problems, because they ain't fixing. People in the government are not fixing the problems. They're creating more. So that means that we need to know what they're doing and calling them out. We need to call them out every single time that they do something that they should not do. We need to call them out whenever they don't pay attention to the issues that truly affect our lives. If we allow China to control the prices of certain minerals, that means that our lives are more expensive. If we allow Russia to continue to be the primary source of both uranium and refined uranium, that makes electricity more expensive. And it also means that they're able to help countries such as Iran. And no, Iran does not need to be put in a position where they have that much access to nuclear power. If they were more stable, sure, I would say go for it. But they're not. Even though we helped make the government that is in there, if you don't believe me, read up on all the things that were done in the 50s. We created what is going on in Iran because we interfered. The Dulles brothers, no joke, look it up. Research the Dulles brothers. The Dulles brothers helped create what we're having to deal with to this day. And yet there's an airport named after one of them. That can't continue. We can no longer have a world that was created to hate us continue to hate us. We need to get some respect back. We need the right people in the Oval Office. We need the right people in Congress. We need serious people. I keep calling the non-serious people Ken dolls and Barbie dolls. Seriously, that's what they are. And they're not serious. The world knows that these people aren't serious. And as such, because we're electing these people to office, we're being viewed as jokes. We need to fix that. The only way that this government is going to be fixed is not by Congress, not by who you elect to office, but by the men and women of this nation paying attention to what is happening and demanding solutions that are real solutions, not political ones. The Department of Justice cannot continue the way it's going. Bureau of Prisons is a breeding ground for more violence. They're not a solution to violence. They're a breeding ground to create more violence. I'm just one voice. I am working to create a situation in which I am no longer just a single voice, but I am a voice that is being heard by many so that I can help you live a better life. And that takes help. I need people that are paying attention to me, and I'm going to keep working towards that goal, because if you're paying attention to me, then that makes them have to pay attention to what I'm saying. And if you don't agree with me, I want to hear it. I read the comments. I may not answer all of them. Some of the comments that I get, some people are stuck in their ways. I am well aware of that. I am well aware of the fact that there are people that are stuck in their ways, and getting them unstuck is going to take dynamite. And I'm not talking about physical dynamite. I'm talking about mental dynamite. But I am willing to work to make sure that we all know that there are solutions that are needing to be done. And I am going to voice some of those solutions. And you need to voice some of those solutions. And together we can create a better world. I don't want to live in a world in which we have a prison system that makes criminals worse. I don't want to live in a world in which we have a department of our government called the Department of Justice that is not actually showing justice to anybody. We have to fix this, and it's going to take us working together to do that, because members of the Department of Justice that are putting themselves at risk to becoming blackmailed spies for foreign countries? No, That's not acceptable. Special agents in charge appointing their spouses and then making sure that they're getting paid money to enrich themselves, that's not acceptable. I would love to have somebody at the Department of Justice feeding me documents. For them, it's illegal, so I would not, in my wildest dreams, demand or ask that of anybody. Because you can have sources that can point you in the right direction, or you can have sources that are willing to go on the record. But you cannot have sources that are constantly feeding you documents because, hey, they can track your emails. They can track all kinds of things. They can see who's doing that. And that person's no longer a valid source. I want people who point me in the right directions of crimes committed by within our government with our taxpayer dollars. I want to have sources that go, hey, this is what's happening. I want to have people that will go on the record to help educate you as to what's really going on. Now, I am well aware that people say that if you're a conservative, you have to talk on these topics. I'm not going to discuss social issues. One, to be honest with you, that goes down rabbit holes that I don't like, that I don't think I need to go down. There are enough people going down those rabbit holes. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole of a corrupt government that needs to be fixed. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole of tax dollars being wasted. Okay, once in a blue moon, some of those tax dollars are being wasted on things that are basically social issues. Yes, I will probably cover those from time to time, but I am not going to cover the rest of the world or the rest the outside things. I'm going to cover what we can do to make our government better. And that, I hope, will show people that can become potential, not necessarily whistleblowers, but sources of information that I'm a serious person, because I am, and that then I will be able to bring this information to you, my listeners, and my readers, and we together can make changes that will help everybody. Whether they appreciate that we're fixing things or not, because there are some people I honestly believe want the world to stay the way that it is because they want to live in a world of misery. I don't. I want the next generation to be able to get up in the morning and go, hey, I can relax today. Yes, there are a few problems, but today I can relax because the problems aren't so bad that I have to worry about where my tax dollars are going. And hey, if we start fixing that, then that drops down inflation, because once the government is no longer spending money on stupidity, hey, all kinds of good things happen. You have to cut the spending before you cut the taxes. We have to pay down the debt. We have to get rid of the programs that aren't worth having our tax dollars pay. And that's going to take all of us. And I'm going to keep reminding you of that every time I get on here. Every time I write an article, I want that to be a reminder that we can fix what's going on. Now, I'm going to get ready to sign off. I just saw how long I've been on. If you want to see more of what I've written, if you're a new listener and want to see more of what I've written about, or see the articles if you have not seen the articles that I have written to this point, go to Facebook, go to The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. That's my name, Paul Shannon, P-A-U-L-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Or if you like what you're seeing and want to support me financially, I'll shill for a little bit of cash. I know that sounds bad, but it really isn't, because I'm not going to spend this to do anything more than get myself to the point that I can find more of what's got to be fixed, uncover the real stories that are happening. I'm going to spend that money in a way that we can make life a lot better. Go to my Patreon. My Patreon is Freedom VN. Freedom Victor November. And together we can work towards making things better. We really can. We can work towards making things better. Thank you for listening to me. This is the Redneck Thinker signing off.